ask God. But ask him in sincerity. What's my purpose, God? Did you ever ask that question? What's my purpose? Why I'm here? What am I meant to do? But sometimes he can't tell us all at once. It might be too much. But be sincere.
Be sincere in all things you ever do, because that's the only thing that you have is your word. Your word is your bond. Your word is what you say. Your word is the only thing of value that you actually have. It's not the material things, because I can take that from you. That could be taken from you or destroyed. But your word is the only thing that you have. So you better say, you better live with sincerity, because God knows the difference. I deal with these people all the time that are such great yes people and tell you everything that you want to hear, but they're not sincere. There's nothing sincere about them. And they're going to bust hell wide open. I've tried to be a positive influence in their lives, but they're not going to listen. They're not going to act the way that they should. They're going to act how they want. And I always say, just because you can doesn't mean you should. But these people don't listen. Brothers and sisters, it has been a mess of mess. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, that beginning quote came from a recent podcast that we did about that you need to listen to. The title of it is "All You Who Doubt God, Listen to This Homeless Man Tell You the Truth About God." Thank you, Jesus. When you go and listen to that, you're going to listen to some profound knowledge being provided to you for free at no cost from a person that has been living in what is perceived as destitute, homelessness. But you see how much joy he's got in his heart because he's got the relationship with Jesus Christ. Many people that are out here today are faking the funk on every way that you possibly can. And I have to tell you that one of the big ones is that, you know, these companies that are on these that have been given all of this opportunity, they've been hijacked. Their spirits have been hijacked. Recently, we did a follow-up about how many of the liars are trying to get your trust again. And I'm going to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, that they are coming out in full force to try to lie to you. These people that I'm thinking about are the same way. They'll lie to you as quick as they can do anything. They will lie to you. And they want to tell you, though, that they're telling you the truth. They'll sit there and scream at you that I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth, when they are lying to you. I'm going to have to call them out, because I've called them out before. But, you know, Steve Jobs' wife is the owner of the Atlantic magazine, right? And she is a straight up cutout of the CIA, went to Stanford, was in Silicon Valley, was a part of the technology companies, and in all regards, she is a CIA agent. She's an information agent. She is a provocateur. Well, recently, she published an article. I'm saying she because she owns the company, The Atlantic. But she published an article recently. And she keeps publishing them there at the Atlantic. The first one that she published was back December 6, 2021, that said, "Trump's next coup has already begun." And then she published one, you know, just like the New York Times did. But what, I mean, not the New York Times, the Time Magazine, rather, where they came out and told you straight up that there was a shadow government group that ended up stealing the election. We've got that information up on our blog that I highly recommend you go and look at, because you're going to understand what a lot of this is by whenever you go and you read this information for yourself. You got to understand that this stuff is all provocateurs. They're all con people that have been taught and educated on the ways of conning people, and they don't know any better. I'm guessing they just do not know any better, because they continue to do this when they should be just speaking the truth about things. But as the Bible says, those who can be trusted with the little can be trusted with the lot. I wouldn't trust any of these people with anything that I'm doing, because these people are very, very suspicious in what they're doing and how they've done it. But this person that heads this, they recently published an article of how Donald Trump could subvert the 2024 election. And it is absurd. They're literally gaslighting you, because it said, unless biology intercedes, Donald Trump will seek and win the Republican nomination for president in 2024. When they say unless biology intercedes, they're talking about death. And they're talking to each other about, they're trying to get somebody to do something like they did to JFK to that guy. And I'm going to tell you, there's only one way to look at this, and this is that these are, again, CIA agents, provocateurs, psychopath criminals, is more so of what you have to understand. These people are psychos that think that they can publish stuff like that. And they can, as long as we don't do anything about it. But you see, you got all these little sheeple with their head in the ground or their thumb up their ass, and then they've got their head in the sand, and they want you to tell them something, but they're not even listening to you. They're sitting there squirming around on things that don't even make any sense. But they want you to tell them what to do. They want you to listen to them and telling them about anything that was going on. So it's a big scam. It's a big con, and I've told you over and over that they publish those news articles because they're actually communicating to one another. They're not publishing that for the public. They're publishing it because they're trying to talk to each other, because they know that the NSA has all of the communications locked down. They're going to get recorded. But you see, when they publish these articles, whether it be there or whether it be in Yahoo, whether it be on the Gates Foundation, it doesn't matter. The World Economic Forum, they are communicating with each other about what they want to do, because they can't say it openly in the public. So they have to use this code language. And I've been telling you and showing you over the years how to interpret what it is that they're saying. They are scared. They are running scared. They are hiding. They are doing all of these things in order to push back, because they know that justice is on the horizon. Where when the coup happened in November 2020, we did not know hardly any of the people that we know now. We know about 95% of the deep state Luciferian psychopath criminals, and all of them will be held in Gitmo for life. We're not going to kill them. That's against the Ten Commandments, but we will bring them to justice for the crimes against humanity and the attempted coup d'etat against we, the people of these United States, a constitutional republic. Brothers and sisters, we need you to stand up for this country. We need you to share this information with your entire network so they know what's going on. And we need you to stand up instead of lying down Because these Luciferian psychopath criminals are sick, and they are willing to do whatever needs to be done in order to destroy what we're doing. Do not let it happen. Remember, this is a constitutional republic for the people, by the people. And it is time that we take it back. That's why we republish so many times about the Second Amendment. Get your Constitution. Go and read the entire Second Amendment, because it's not only about the right to bear arms. Read about the part about the militia. Because we are here and we are coming forward with justice now. And we are going to destroy all of those Luciferian psychopath criminals permanently with justice. Help us do it, brothers and sisters. Get this information out far and wide. This is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast, speaking truth against the lies.
American flag. We will not bend. We will not break. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. And we will always fight on to victory. We will always be victorious.